This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Germany triggered an emergency plan to manage gas supplies in Europe's largest economy, an unprecedented move that could see the government ration power if there's a disruption or halt in gas supplies from Russia. Russia's defense ministry said Tuesday it would drastically scale back military operations near the Ukrainian capital Kyiv in order to increase mutual trust for a potential peace deal. Ukrainian President Zelensky said all Russian forces must leave before a final peace deal can be reached. Zelensky spoke with the Danish parliament.
The people who make decisions in Russia think their actions will go unpunished. They think they will be able to avoid sanctions. The embargo on Russian oil, they think it won't last, that it's just talk. Everyone is expressing their concerns, but an international tribunal, the Russians know that will take years to bring perpetrators to account.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Food and Drug Administration authorized Americans 50 and older can now get a second COVID-19 booster if it's been at least 4 months since your last vaccination. Florida and many other states have had enough of the Fed's COVID restrictions and are going to court.
Florida is leading a 20-state lawsuit against the White House to try to end a federal mask mandate for public transportation. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says these policies have inconsistent logic.
If you have somebody sitting in the window seat and they're nibbling on peanuts for 2.5 hours, they can have their mask down. You have the person in the middle seat that is not eating. If they just wanted to read a magazine without the mask, then somehow that would be a big problem.
DeSantis adds that the mask mandate is contributing to the growing number of unruly passengers that have put pressure on transportation employees. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz from Texas is warning America about the weak, feckless, and ineffective leadership that's currently steering America.
It really has been painful to watch. I can't think of another international trip that was as marred by massive gaffe after massive gaffe, stumbles. And look, there are consequences when the American president is weak, when his approach to every enemy of America is weakness and appeasement. That's how Biden approached Afghanistan when he surrendered catastrophically to the Taliban. That's how he approaches the Communist Party in China. It's how he approaches Iran. It's how he approaches Venezuela. And the reason that Putin invaded Ukraine is because every enemy of America looked to Washington, took a measure of the man in the Oval Office, and sadly concluded that he is weak and feckless and ineffective. And to watch Biden just stumble one after the other after the other, he doesn't realize what he's saying anymore, and that's dangerous.
A gangster movie icon and sometimes an accountant has died. HBO series Entourage.
You're not broke. You're bankrupt. You've got to file Chapter 11.
I'm not filing Chapter 11.
You've got to wipe the slate clean and start all over again. And this time on a budget, and without dependents.
Should I just get an appetizer?
You should go on a hunger strike.
Paul Herman, a Brooklyn native who appeared in The Sopranos and Goodfellas as well, died Tuesday on his 76th birthday. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. And guess what? We got Phil Robertson. Yes, the Duck Dynasty founder himself joins us now to talk about his new book, Uncancelled. Hey, Phil, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Hey, I've been so looking forward to talking to you because you're always a breath of fresh air and common sense in a world that's so loaded with, so much manure these days.
Oh, my goodness, it's a pathetic thing to watch. Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, then you are, I'm really my disciples, then you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The people he told that to, they said, free? Set us free from what? We're not captives of anybody. And here's what Jesus told them, and here's what we're up against in these United States. Why is my language not clear to you? This is John chapter 8 for you folks who are reading the Bible. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you're unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there's no truth in him. And when he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. And these people, according to Jesus, were controlled by him. I've sat here for 75 years on planet Earth, looking to the right and the left. I was a heathen at one time. He had me too. But I came to a knowledge of the truth. Simply put, 2022 years ago, God fixed it so that we would have to count time by him. So when Jesus showed up, that marker is literally the marker of time. All the years before that are called before Christ.
Yes.
All the years up to now are called A.D., Year of Our Lord. America has forgotten that, and they quit counting time by Jesus, and they quit looking into what he was saying, and they are full of lies and murder. Just think of it. If you just backed off and looked at all the governmental policies and all the strife and all the rioting and shooting and looting and burning, spray painting FU on all the walls of our cities, and you're like, what in the world is going on?
Exactly.
You're seeing Satan at work because they have renounced the truth. Jesus showed up 2022 years ago. He died on a cross to remove our sins. He guaranteed us we can be raised from the dead. He's given us peace and instead of war and hatred. But America's forgot that, my man, and it's a sad thing to watch. And what's amazing, I've seen it. I'm a product of the 60s. I've seen it, and I've watched it, and it's all happened in my lifetime.
Well, it's coming to a climax here, Phil, when you think about it, because yep. To your point, I mean, who would have thought that you and I would live long enough to see that truth is no longer a defense? If anything, truth has become an offense, not a defense.
Yeah, and not only that, somebody said, we don't even know now. We can't tell, and nobody's sure, of who's a man and yes. who's a woman. Yeah. Well, I'm thinking, go in the bathroom and stand in front of a mirror naked.
Right.
It ought to give you a little insight into what sex you are.
Well, according to a Supreme Court nominee, you have to be a biologist to understand if you are male or female, right? Is that hysterical?
I heard that. So here's the deal. America, you need to listen up. It's not a governmental fix. I mean, you look to your government. God forbid if you do, because, just look at what's going on right now. It's not a governmental fix. It's a spiritual fix.
Exactly.
We have forgotten God, and we say, we don't need this Bible stuff. And all God ever told us was, look, how about loving me? I'm going to save you. I'm going to give you peace and not war. I'll save you. And love each other. And we will do neither, and I'm just watching them run like a bunch of racehorses. You got to remember when the Apostle Paul wrote that in Ephesians 6, our struggle's not against flesh and blood. Mm-hmm. It's not against humanity. Put on the full armor of God.
Amen.
So that you may take your stand against the devil's schemes.
Mm-hmm.
Our struggle is not against flesh and blood.
Yes.
But against the rulers, the authorities, and against the powers of this dark world and the forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
Mm-hmm.
You say, there is a serious sin problem that's going worldwide. You look at Putin, you say, what's he famous for? Just ask yourself a couple of questions. Is he a liar or what? And is he a murderer?
Yes.
You say, lies and murder. That's what Satan is famous for. Lies and murder. Lies and murder. Look at our own crime rate in the United States of America. And you're like, what in the world? The only thing that you can say that will give you a little light on the subject is read the Bible.
Amen.
And it'll tell you where it's all coming from. What God has done, he loves us. You can live a life of love if you'll come to Jesus. Love, joy, look at that. Peace, for crying out loud. Patience, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And we're like, don't you get that Bible out of my face. And I'm thinking, dude, I said, Jesus is hiding in plain sight.
Exactly.
It's a sad thing to watch, I'll tell you that.
Well, and you draw reference to the book of Ephesians, and it says, having done all to stand, Phil, we keep standing, right? We keep standing because of the rock on which we stand and that authority, that God-given authority that has been bestowed upon us and that was definitely clearly represented in something that we'll remember here in the ensuing weeks. And that is the resurrection Easter Sunday of Jesus Christ, who took the hit for us.
Here's the deal. We're not getting out of here alive.
Mm-hmm.
No way, unless Jesus came down in flesh, died for our sins, was buried, and raised from the dead. We're not getting out of here. I love the Hebrew writer in Hebrews 5:14. Solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. It's just that simple. But we ran Jesus out, and with these Supreme Court decisions, we took them out of our school systems, and they've had about 60, 70 years here to indoctrinate these young people coming up. And no God allowed, no Bibles allowed. Our founding fathers would roll over in their graves if
exactly.
they looked at what we've done.
So, and how many babies have we killed along the way, Phil?
Just slaughtered our own children.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to pass a law somewhere in Maryland, I think I heard the other day, that you can still kill them up to, two or three weeks after they come out of the womb.
Yeah.
So you just look at all of them. As just one man on planet Earth, I go forward. I point people to Jesus. Look, out of all whoever lives on planet Earth, if your calendar is marked by one of them, if you count time by, you pick one that you're going to count time by.
Phil, let's pause here for just a second because we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. We've got more from Phil Robertson right after this. Stay with us.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. After 39 years in Zimbabwe, the Tide Ministry is seeking even more ways to spread the gospel throughout the region. We are excited and encouraged to see our global partners embracing our vision and seeking God's guidance in how to fulfill that vision in the context of their own ministry structures and goals. Some of the goals that Amakuku Evangeli is aiming towards over the next 10 years may seem very ambitious, but anything that God has inspired is achievable through faith and cooperative participation between His adopted children who have significant resources and those who have great need. To learn more about the Tide Ministry partnership with Amakuku Evangeli and how we plan to share the good news of Christ with even more Zimbabweans in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Minutes after the top of the hour, we're back with you, and we're with the New York Times bestselling author and founder of Duck Dynasty, Phil Robertson, his new book, Uncanceled. You know, imagine this. It wasn't that really all that long ago when Phil quoted scripture in an interview with a national magazine. His hit show on A&E, Duck Dynasty, was put on hiatus. Phil, I'll tell you, I am so grateful for the independent network in which that carries the Bill Martinez show, because we don't have to put up with that stuff. you know, by the grace of God. And I'm thankful for God that we don't have to deal with this kind of cancel in the meanwhile. But there's no question, as you were saying in the first segment, is Satan is moving very quickly because he knows that his time is drawing nigh. I mean, all the lies, the abandonment of truth, morality, the destruction, the annihilation, the murder of millions of our own children. You know, we have become so hedonistic. That, as Jesus said, and, you know, that, hey, if he doesn't come to save us, the entire planet will be gone.
Now, listen to this. Out of all the people that ever appeared, you take Jesus out of the equation, and the book of Romans says it too, when they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, God gives them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. And there's a long list of what a human being looks like. It is terrible. They're faithless. They're senseless. They're heartless. They're ruthless. We've done it to ourselves. I wrote the book to get people to say the name of the book is Uncancelled. It's because when Jesus died on the cross, that blood was shed for us. He got us out from under the written code. He canceled it. The law, which we had, no one had ever kept but him. He wrote it, comes down and keeps it, then dies to get us out from under it. He uncancels us, and we can breathe easy and say, oh, my goodness, thank you, Lord, for your grace.
Amen.
Instead of judging me by law, because I didn't even, how many people do you know, my man, who's actually kept just the top 10?
It's the same reason we have the speed limit. Speed limit is up there to tell us when we're breaking the law. So you can't, that's what the law was given to us for, so that we knew that we were offending God and we were offending one another, clearly.
Here's the way it reads. When you were dead in your sins, God had canceled everybody on planet Earth. When we get old enough to know better and we break the law, we sin. It's we're a bunch of lawbreakers. We are death. We're sentenced to death. The wages of sin is death. So what Jesus does, comes down, having written it, keeps the written code, and here's the way it reads. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He canceled, he forgave us our sins, and he canceled the written code with its regulations, and I mean, it's a lot of them, that was against us and stood opposed to it. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. I'm like, whoa, boy, Lord, your grace is a wonderful thing. Let's see now, you removed all my past sins. You don't hold the one against me. He says, that's true. And you count none of our future sins against us because we have our Lord Jesus mediating for us between you and he. And so you keep us, the blood forgives us of our past and all the sins of our future. And we're guaranteed life and immortality. Death itself doesn't hold its, it's impossible for death to keep its hold on us because the one we follow has died for us, is buried and raised from the dead. It's the greatest story ever told, and unless America gets back to that, we're going to be like the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire that I quoted a while ago, Romans 1, about they didn't think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God. Martinez, what happened to the Roman Empire is the same thing that happened to all the ones before it. All empires, I did a history study of it, all the way to modern day. All empires rise and then they collapse.
Exactly.
We're going to collapse unless there is a mass repentance on behalf of America. It's not going to stand it, Martinez.
Yeah. Well, maybe God will give us a pause. I've been praying maybe that there would be a Nineveh moment where this country would have a chance for a revival. But we know, Phil, we know the direction that we're going is we're going to a world, one world government that will be first manifest by man's idea of a one world government. And then we will, Then we'll realize the incredible one world government that God always intended us to serve under, and that is with Jesus Christ as the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. But we're going to get through that process. So part of my prayer, my struggle right now is to sync up with God's will. Are we in tune with what God is doing right now with all that's coming out right now, what we see happening in, with Russia and Ukraine, our own breakdown in morality, as you've articulated so beautifully. All this is going, you know, we need to be synced up with God's intent and his plan. Otherwise, we're going to be like Peter, who's telling Jesus when Jesus says, hey, I got to go to the cross. And Peter says, hey, no, you don't have to do that. And Peter, unbeknownst to himself, he's siding with the devil. He's echoing the devil. And he says, get behind me, Satan. So, you know what I'm saying? So that's why. OK, go ahead.
You're exactly right. This Romans 12 and 13, let no debt remain outstanding, and we have to get back to this, except the continuing debt to love one another. If you look at our culture, I have never seen America so devoid of love. Every one of the empires, going all the way back to Mesopotamia, all of them, I had a college professor write down what every empire, one after the other, the empires of the world, ever since we've counted them, he did, and he said they had one thing in common, Phil. He's a history professor. Mm-hmm. They all collapse. Every single one of them, even up to modern day, you say the empires rise and they fall. A lot of these words were written during the Roman Empire, where you say, well, how's the Roman Empire doing these days? It's gone, Martinez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just rubble piled up on the ground over
and,
there.
And what crushes them? What crushes them, Phil, that they all fall? Did he tell you that?
From God.
Amen. Amen. It is the rock of Christ, just like we read in the book of Daniel. It is that rock of Christ that they crush themselves, that chief cornerstone. They can't handle it, right?
Love does no harm to its neighbor. Mm-hmm. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. If you love like Jesus loved, you love your neighbor, and you don't mess with his woman because you love him. You don't steal his stuff because you love him. You don't curse him and cause him trouble because you love him. But it's so hard when there's no Jesus, man. There's just no love between each other. So we're at a tipping point in these United States of America, and we better love must be sincere. Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Let it go. If it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Love does no harm to its neighbor. Paul told the Corinthians, check this out. Love is patient. Love is, now just look at our society. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not boast. Love is not proud. Love is not rude. Love is not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. Check this out. Love keeps no record of wrong.
Exactly. Wow.
You're like, boy, when they tried to cancel you, what did you do about that? Do you hold it against them? Are you mad at them? I'm sad at them.
Exactly.
I said, y'all jumped on me for no reason, tried to ruin our family and our life. Yeah, you clipped me for a few million bucks, but I'm still here. And amazingly, I don't hate you. I'm just trying to point you to Jesus so you'll quit hating others.
Exactly. We got to leave it there. Phil Robertson has been with us in Uncanceled, his new book, which will be linked on our website. He uncovers the motivations and faulty thinking behind our human desire to cancel other people. Phil, tell Mama Kaya I'm coming over. I'm going to come into Louisiana. I want some carrot cake, okay?
You are welcome.
All right, buddy. Take care. God bless.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fix at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Germany triggered an emergency plan to manage gas supplies in Europe's largest economy, an unprecedented move that could see the government ration power if there's a disruption or halt in gas supplies from Russia. Russia's defense ministry said Tuesday it would drastically scale back military operations near the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, in order to increase mutual trust for a potential peace deal. Ukrainian President Zelensky said all Russian forces must leave before a final peace deal can be reached. Zelensky spoke with the Danish parliament.
The people who make decisions in Russia think their actions will go unpunished. They think they will be able to avoid sanctions. The embargo on Russian oil, they think it won't last, that it's just talk. Everyone is expressing their concerns, but an international tribunal, the Russians know that will take years to bring perpetrators to account.
USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hey, we're back with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there for you, including the incredible archive of these great guests that we bring to you every day to expand your understanding and heighten your intellect. Not about 8-second sound bites, an opportunity for us to really feature the topic so that you know more and that it hopefully challenges you to discover more and learn for yourself as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. The chief economist and executive vice president of policy at the American Legislative Exchange Council is with us right now, Jonathan Williams. Jonathan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me. As I always like to say, greetings from the land of make-believe out here in Washington, D.C.
Well, make-believe is, every time somebody says that, I always think, what a nightmare. I mean, can we make-believe something a little bit more nicer and beneficial for all concerned, huh? How about that?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what we need to do. And if Washington looks out to the states to see what's happening at the state level with policy, I think we're going to talk about today here. There are some very good, important lessons for all of us to learn.
Well, and this is what our founding fathers intended, is that there would be 50 laboratories, you know, these individual states that would be out there experimenting with policy and coming back with factual evidence. And if the leadership, the federal leadership, would but listen and observe what is going on, we might have better policy, which, you know, as we know, Jonathan, it's always better policy that makes for better politics, right?
Well, absolutely, and I couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, that is exactly why my organization, ALEC, was founded nearly 50 years ago now, with the idea of bringing nonpartisan free market ideas to the 50 states and collecting those ideas and hoping that the best ideas rise to the top and the worst ideas hit the ash heap of history because they've been failures. And, you know, we know that competition is a good thing. That's actually one of the biggest things I think that we have going for us in our American, you know, system of federalism. The states can't get out of line that much or they're going to pay the consequences. And look what California, New York, and Illinois are going to kind of consequences that they continue to pay because as people vote with their feet away from those high tax states and states with big government philosophies, it's becoming resoundingly clear as Americans go to places like Florida and Texas and states that value freedom, exactly the type of government that works at the state level. And back to our earlier discussion there is that, you know, maybe the federal government can get a clue and see what's actually happening and what's working across the states.
Jonathan, are you seeing the same thing I'm seeing across the country? People are fed up with politics. I mean, they're worn out. You know, they're sick and tired of being manipulated, being told what to think, how high to jump. And this is why your organization, you know, ALEC, is so critical here, because it brings back to bear some common sense. It's like, it's not a Republican thing or a Democratic thing. How about it just be a United States of America kind of thing?
Precisely. And, you know, our organization welcomes Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Libertarians, Vegetarians, as I like to say, anybody across the board who wants to talk about what works and what doesn't work and what good public policy is. And, you know, Bill, one of my biggest concerns is America, you know, in the mainstream media, especially the elite media out of New York and D.C., spend so much attention on the federal issues and so little attention on the very important issues that are happening in the 50 state capitals and local units of government that really does affect the vast majority of Americans much more than this political theater up here in Washington, D.C. And that is exactly why, you know, I think groups like mine at ALEC is just so important to continue to tell some really hopeful, optimistic tales, but, you know, to your point, not Republican or Democrat tales, just what works and what doesn't work.
Exactly. And and I guess this further motivated your study of, you know, governors and to rank the governors based on certain criteria. Explain to our audience, you know, what was the criteria in ranking these governors?
Well, this is something now that we've been putting together for, this is the second edition of this report on grading America's governors on economic freedom issues. And Art Laffer, who is, of course, one of Ronald Reagan's economic advisors, who is a co-author of mine on this report, we wanted to come together with just a resource for concerned American citizens and, of course, their policymakers and others in the state capitals as to how their governor measures up versus the other 49 and how they've presided over their economy. So we really look at economic performance of the states. We look at things like, is the state growing in population? Are Americans voting with their feet towards your state or away from your state? Chances are, if they're leaving your state in net, you've got some real underlying policy problems where you don't have the economic opportunity to keep people in your state. We look at unemployment rates, for instance, which there's a huge area, almost a full topic of discussion there, of just the wide degree of unemployment rates based on how governors have locked down or not locked down their economies during COVID, how they've given people an incentive in many cases not to go back to the workforce versus going back to the workforce. So we look at performance, but we also look at the policy areas such as tax rates, school choice, what kind of educational opportunities are there for families and kids, or are the dollars following families and kids, or are they following school buildings and bureaucracies? And then we look at things like labor policy and worker freedom. And so those are the broad areas that we look at in this report. And obviously there's many more we could look at, but in terms of what it really matters for economic freedom and economic growth across the states, we decided to focus on these big bucket areas.
Boy, I'll tell you, that's pretty comprehensive, I would think. I mean, for the second time out. So let's break it down. Number one, Kristi Noem of South Dakota, huh?
Really an incredible record there. And South Dakota is one of two states that does without a personal income tax and a business income tax altogether. Wyoming is the other one. And Governor Noem really, I think, wisely put the restraint on her own office during the pandemic to say, we're not going to lock down cities. We're not going to lock down private businesses. We're not going to shut down places of worship. We're going to allow Americans, in this case, South Dakotans, to go and make those decisions for themselves. And when Governor Noem just spoke to the ALEC conference this winter, she talked about statewide in South Dakota, a grand total of, I think it was 700 individuals were on government unemployment benefits statewide across the entire state of South Dakota. So clearly, the model of limited government and lower taxes and keeping government limited through the pandemic really paid huge dividends for South Dakota under Kristi Noem.
Now, did you find that those states were more one color than the other in terms of philosophy?
Well, you look at the top 10, for instance, or even the top 5, and it's not exclusively Republican, although there is, many of these are very free market leaning Republican governors. The one that stands out is Jared Polis from Colorado, ranked number 4. And so that's a bit of an outlier in the top 10. And people ask, how could this be? And in my 20-year career following the states and now being in all 50 states working on policy ideas, I don't think I remember another time where we've had a sitting Democrat governor actually call for the elimination of their state's personal income tax. And that's what Governor Polis recently did. Not only has he advocated for cutting down the rate of income taxes in Colorado, he has at least rhetorically promised that he would like to get rid of the income tax. Colorado also has something in its state's constitution that you may be familiar with called the Taxpayer's Bill of Rights that really stops the growth of overspending. And that's been on the books for now nearly 30 years. And so Governor Polis, I think with some of the results in Colorado, can take advantage of what voters put in the state constitution with this important spending control. But his record has been very impressive on calling for the elimination of the income tax.
Maybe practicality, you just can't hold it back with some governors. And, of course, you have ideologues like Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan, right?
Well, and Michigan's my home state, and it's sad to see just the kind of the anti-business and anti-taxpayer outlook that Governor Whitmer has had in my home state there. And even in things more recently that's come acutely to mind, such as her really meddling with Line 5, one of the oil and gas pipelines there going up to the Upper Peninsula from the Lower Peninsula, and has really put a lot of hurdles in the way of domestic energy development, such as that, in addition to just vetoing a massive tax cut package just a number of days ago that the Republican legislature put on her desk.
You're right. Well, California's Gavin Newsom, who was recalled, not successfully, but there was a recall movement there in the state, not last, but second from last, huh? Who was last? 10 seconds left.
Well, Michelle Lujan Grisham from New Mexico, fighting energy development and trying to raise taxes in New Mexico, unfortunately.
Jonathan Williams, thank you for being with us.
Broken into or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and the evangelist and founder of Speak for Life, my good friend Dr. Alveda King, joins us now. Alveda, how are you?
I'm just wonderful. How are you? And hello to all your listeners and viewers, Bill.
Well, I'll tell you, a lot is going on, Alveda, and we need your peace and reason in dealing with all these issues. Of course, everybody is still buzzing over this slap heard round the world that upstaged the Oscars, the talent there, and sadly brought Hollywood to an all-time low. What is your read on this?
Bill, I'm going to be very cautious and ask Holy Spirit to help me answer this because these are some of my observations. Hollywood, the Oscars, and all of that is right at the epicenter of the world. It has been great in some times, and it is at an all-time low right now for many reasons. The world right now is in turmoil. Right here in America, we've got to be that light on a hill shining the kingdom of God. Now, Hollywood is not the kingdom of God. Having said that, I have met Will Smith and his son, Jaden. What you see with people in Hollywood, and people don't remember, Bill, I'm just going to take a minute to try to unpack this. I've been in the industry since the 1970s. I'm a singer, songwriter, actor, producer, and all of that. If you can check me out on IMBD, I had to make some decisions about Hollywood. I turned down an audition for Color Purple, for example, even though I had been in Burt Reynolds movies and all of that, because I had to decide when I became born again, somewhere around 83, 84, was it going to be for the kingdom of God, or was I going to go after the kingdom of the world, the flesh, and the devil?
Mm. Yes.
So now, I just gave you that picture. So here is Jamie now, married, a father, and he's beginning seemingly to have an awakening about the importance of family and those kinds of things. So his emotions seem to have overtaken him. And I'm saying seem to, because you got to realize this is Hollywood. Some of that could have been staged, too, because they're all
right, actors. Exactly.
Yeah. That's not a nice thing to say, but it's the truth. And my kids say to me all the time, are you acting or is this real? Because I'm an actress, right?
That's
so
right.
You're watching all of this at the same time. So what I said was, I'm more than a chatterer, and I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. So my chats on social media are going to be uplifting.
Yes.
So he slaps Chris Rock. Chris says, wow, that really happened. So I heard, yes, Chris, it really happened, and there's a lot of other things happening, too. It's time to wake up America. So that was my take on the whole thing. And we could chatter about some things that Will and his wife have done, what's their lifestyle, Chris's inappropriate mouth. We could do that. But what we do, love covers a multitude of sins. So we pray for them. We are not distracted, and we keep on with the business of the kingdom of God. That's my take on it.
Well, maybe Chris Rock takes the slap on behalf of America to slap us back to God and back to reason.
Yeah, slap. Yeah, wow, that really happened. Bam. Yeah, something's happening in America, Chris. Yes.
Yeah. Yes,
exactly. David, we feel your pain. You may be stuck in a place and you want a better life. We agree with you. We want a better life too, Jamie. So these are the things that my heart, I'm feeling these things in my heart. Let me say it that way.
Exactly. Well, and we have to be careful because even, the ladies of The View took exception of this and even suggested that if Will Smith would have been arrested, that here it is, the institution is arresting another black man. And I thought, wait a minute, how cheap here? I mean, look at, if you do the crime, then aren't you responsible for the
regardless
time?
Regardless of skin color, you know me, one blood, one race.
Yeah.
I'm marching with my PhD next month. And my dissertation, is there a critical race? Yes, it's called the human race, regardless of skin color. So we can't keep doing the skin color card. Now, is it against the law to slap somebody? I'm not sure. If so, a lot of people need to go to jail. So I just don't know. I'm not sure. So it's just, taking the Oscar back. Wait a minute, are you getting ready to go to break? Because I got to get started.
No, we're okay. Well, go ahead. We got 7 minutes.
We'll give black people Oscars for smutty movies, right? You give an Oscar for playing a smutty role, but you give somebody an Oscar for playing a really good role, looking at a great family story. Oh, well, we got to take it back because you slapped somebody. So come on now. It's time. And then what about civility, kindness, forgiveness, repentance? Because it seems like at least Will seemed to be kind of repentant with all the tears and everything. I think Chris is issued some kind of apology as well. Mm-hmm. So where is civility, human kindness? Skin color is ethnicity, which is beautiful and important, but we're one blood and one race. Martin Luther King, we may have come over different ships, but we're in the same boat now. But you said the ladies, the TV ladies from The View, they have their comments. They decide to weigh in on this, but then they won't weigh in when a biologically born male would jump in a female, biologically born female competition and wipe all the biologically born females out of the way. Where's the women's rights? Mm-hmm. And then you've got a Supreme Court justice pick that can't define what a man is or a woman. I wanted somebody to ask her, ma'am, are you a woman?
Yes.
But nobody asked her that.
Yeah, no, you're thinking like I was thinking. Yeah, I want to go back for just a moment just to refresh this idea because we're in the middle. We're past the halfway of Lent and weeks away from celebration of Easter. And remember when Jesus was slapped and he looked up at the person who slapped him. He says, what manner of evil did you expect to come out of me?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So you think about that.
Yeah.
And I think for Chris Rock, what he exampled in a way, because, I mean, anything could happen. I mean, it could have turned into a brawl. He could have responded.
They could have brawled all of that. And Chris says, wow, that really happened. And so Chris is not a dumb man. He said, wow, y'all really watching all this? All of this is happening. That's what I heard when Chris said that. That's what I heard.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I'm not mad with Jamie. I get that. And Jamie did say, he says, we're supposed to be strong. We're supposed to take these hits. I said, man, you still, that's the conservative viewpoint, too, because we take a lot of hits being called Uncle Tom and Aunt Thomasina and all that. I said, so, yeah, you take a lot of hits, and sometimes you just get tired. So we just need to pray for all of it. We just need to pray, Bill.
Yeah, and maybe they can find some higher ground in all this, Alvina. You know, you and I have talked about this before. I've shared it with my kids. Experience defines preference. We had an experience there, so now what is our preference? What would we rather happen in our own lives with our culture, you know, even with the Oscars, if it's supposed to, you know, continue here? We'll have to wait and see. The other thing I wanted you to chime in on is... this bill, the parental rights bill that Ron DeSantis signed in Florida. I mean, he wants to protect children from kindergarten to third grade. And I'm saying, why stop at third grade? I mean, why would we turn over the responsibility of the education, sexual education, to teachers? You know, I grew up where that was in the home. Or in our church, you know, in a combination thereof, not in public schools, and especially to the level that public schools have been teaching sex education and wanting to, you know, teach a kindergarten about sex education. What is all this about?
Well, everything is really about the children, and that's why God, Jesus said, let the children come. And the children are trying to survive through abortion, abuse, transgender surgery. Now taking the children, the government takes the children from the parents and gives the decision of what happens to the children to the government, on and on. And so this is an onslaught. It's a siege. It's a fight against the children, the generations. So we have an obligation. Those of us who are spiritual with our eyes open need to continue to speak out, but not with, I'm your fruit inspector, I don't see the fruits of the spirit. Not that kind of attitude. We use that for disarmament, but not with this hate, judgment. We'll go build our own school and anybody else just die because we don't have time to care about the kids. Their kids trapped in all types of situations.
Exactly.
So we have to pray, rescue. It's about the children. They're not only our future. They live here with us right now as well. So that's very, very important.
Alvina, I thought it was quite shocking. I mentioned this to Rick Manning earlier, that I was watching a soundbite, and it was a teacher making a comment. I think it was a fifth grade class, and she claimed that something like 43% of their kids were trans. And I'm going... Wait, what? You know, how can that be if not by indoctrination, if not by coercion?
And it's not really even true. The children, a child, you ask a child different kinds of things, especially before puberty and even after puberty, their self-identification, the reality of who they are, they're still searching for themselves.
Yes.
And so I can remember me as a little girl, I wanted to do everything my brothers did. That didn't mean I was a trans.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
At all. They call me a tomboy, but I was not. You know, I birthed children, and now I'm a grandmother. So I was not a trans, but I would have been identified as a trans back then.
Yeah.
So
and the
way
it would
trans,
seem,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah. And the way it would seem is that you're one of the few women on the planet that knows what a woman is.
That's it. I do know what a woman is, Bill. I certainly do. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. But Disney, unfortunately, has chimed into this, and I guess prince and princesses are no longer welcome at the Mouse House. I mean, this is really sad.
That's right. So they want to watch everything they've ever done. They want to watch it all. No, no, no. This is the time to speak out. Because later, what happened, you didn't say anything. That's what happened.
And sometimes you have to save people from themselves, don't you?
Absolutely. And God rescued me from me. And Amen. He used friends like you. We didn't know each other back then, but there were people like you who were praying for me. And now today, we pray for others. That's what we do.
Exactly. That's the way it works. She is an evangelist and founder of Speak for Life, Dr. Alvina King. Dr. King, how can people be in touch with you?
AlvinaKing.com, speakforlife.org, America First Policy Institute.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS